Roots. I would keep him for about 10 years now. So.
Heber Roots Sabbath Keeper. And you're still that?
Yes.
You are. Why?
It's simple, and I believe it's in following all 10 of the commandments.
All 10? If you're Hebrew root, so you're a Torah keeper, was there not a lot more than 10 that God gave to Israel?
Well, it can be summed up to 2.
Okay. So, help me understand. So it can be summed up in 2, love God, love your neighbor.
Yep.
So that's in the New Testament. But Hebrew roots people go back and...
It's out in the Old Testament too.
I'm sorry?
It's in the Old Testament
yes,
too.
But Jesus sums it up in the 2. But yet, then we have to go back into the Old Testament to keep, then you said the 10 commandments, but correct me if I'm wrong, I think one time her and I know, not think, I know, one time we went through, there's 613 laws that God gave.
I disagree with that.
Okay, wait, many of them were for the Levitical priesthood, so why do you disagree? You don't disagree that there was many more given?
At least the ones that I studied, some of them are out of the Talmud and the Mishnah.
No, we actually went from scripture, 613.
Yeah, well, this study I did on it, they had some from the Talmud, and I don't observe that at all.
No, this is from the Bible, 613. In fact, it's on our website. Mm-hmm. We have it on our website. We went through them, and it took us 8 hours one day.
Okay, I've only went through the one study, and they...
Okay, but I'm telling you, from scripture, there's 613 that God gave Israel. So the question I have for you is, are you keeping all of the Old Testament law?
The ones that we are able to... Yes, but Christ never kept all the Old Testament law either. So.
He didn't? What didn't he keep?
Well, he wasn't a farmer that we know of. He wasn't a woman that we know of. He wasn't a Levitical priest that we know of.
He's our high priest.
Under the order of Melchizedek.
Yep. Through Hebrews, he's our high priest. So wait a minute. I'm confused here. So Christ did not keep the Old Testament law? How could he become... Do you believe Christ was the perfect sacrifice? How could he do that if he didn't keep the Old Testament law perfectly?
Well, he was sinless. But he didn't... There's no way that he could...
Well, how could you be sinless if you don't keep the law?
There's no way for him to fulfill the law for it to be done away with.
There's what?
There's no way that he could have fulfilled all the laws so that it would be done away with.
There's no way. So he didn't fulfill the law. So what did it mean when he said it's finished? And in the Greek it means fulfilled. What did that mean?
He was the perfect example that it was the goal, that his life was the goal.
Okay.
That it was the mark.
Why did the veil tear in the temple between the Holy of Holies and the rest of the world?
I personally believe that the Levitical priesthood and the temple, as it was known, was a permissible will of the Father, but not his perfect will.
What scripture backs that up?
Mount Sinai.
What about it?
He offered to make them a kingdom of priests unto himself, but they refused. Mm-hmm. So that Levitical priesthood was set up.
But that doesn't go along with what Paul teaches in Hebrews and the rest of the Bible, that the old was just a shadow, all of the old, not just the Levitical priesthood, and that the old was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, and now that Christ has come, the old has faded away. I have lots of experience with Hebrew roots people. When we first became born again in Christ, we knew some Hebrew roots people, and we weren't joining them, but we were interested in what they were teaching, so we went and listened, and we started to test, and I'm thankful that we did. They began to teach us things that just were not in the scriptures, like Torah keeping. You cannot keep the law. James says if you break one, you've broken them all. The law has been fulfilled. You cannot keep it. The temple's gone. The Levitical priesthood's gone. The sacrifice system is gone. You can't keep the festivals because you were called to Israel to keep the festivals. There's so many things. So to attempt to keep the law, you can't do it because it's gone. Paul says if you attempt to keep the law, even Peter said it, you put the whole burden upon us, on the Gentiles, and on us that even our fathers couldn't bear. Acts 15 alone destroys Hebrew roots. Do you know what Acts 15 says?
I don't, but what about not one jot or tittle? There was a vowel marking in the Hebrew that passed away to all things people.
Yes. Not one jot or tittle of the law passed away till all things would be fulfilled. Not heaven and earth will pass away. What did Jesus say on the cross when he, right before he gave up the ghost?
He said it's finished.
It is finished. Go look. It means fulfilled. He finished it. He fulfilled it perfectly. And the New Testament tells...
We can live lawless?
Nope. Nope. Let me cover that for you. So you must see the difference. No, see, that's where Hebrew roots try to go. You can live lawless. Do we look like lawless people?
Depends.
Okay. We're not lawless people. We live under the new covenant. We love God, love our neighbor. And the New Testament word gives us all of the Ten Commandments, except one. You know which one it doesn't give us in the New Testament? Instructed for Gentiles to keep. Which one?
You're going to say the Sabbath, but I could argue that.
It doesn't give us the Sabbath.
In the Greek, in Hebrews, there is a place where it says that there remains a Sabbath.
That's Hebrews 7 and 8. That's Hebrews 7 and 8. And you know who the rest is? Think about it. It's a glorious thing. It's Christ. And let me tell you why.
Why did Paul continue to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath if it was done away with?
Because Paul said, I become all things to all men. So Paul, at the time, was trying to go and witness to Jews, and he was also trying to witness to Gentiles. He was going to the synagogues, because Paul was a Jew. He was going to the synagogues, and at one point, in Acts 15? No, Acts 21.
Where's the verse that says that the Sabbath was changed to a different day?
No, it doesn't say it was changed to a different day. It tells us, you brought it up. Hebrews 7 and 8 says that we have a Sabbath rest. Look at the Old Testament. Everything in the Old Testament was a shadow and an archetype, all pointing to what?
Well, you can argue all you want, but...
Wait, you have to say it.
If Christ was our example and he observed the Sabbath, then I want to follow his footsteps.
If Christ was our example, he brought offerings of pigeons and doves to the temple, and you don't do that.
There was a temple, there was a priesthood, so... If there was one in existence today, it would be necessary.
He was our example to fulfill the law. I just answered that. He fulfilled it. Heaven and earth didn't pass away till he fulfilled it. The Sabbath rest, let me explain to you. The Sabbath rest is Christ. Everything in the Old Testament pointed to Christ.
Why not Wednesday?
Okay. No, wait. There is no. I'm not a Sunday keeper. There is no day. Every day we rest in Christ. I need to explain something.
Let me explain something about the Sabbath that, for me personally, is that the reason why I do the Sabbath, and it's a statement.
Is what?
It's a statement.
It's a statement.
That I believe in the God of creation, that in 6 days he created this world.
Yep.
And he rested on the seventh day.
Yep.
That he had a plan of salvation for his son, Yeshua the Messiah.
Yep. So you believe...
From the beginning.
Do you believe Christ was fully man, fully God?
Yes.
Okay, you do believe he was God himself. Because I meet Hebrew roots people that will not say that out loud. There's even worse heretical groups, and they deny who he was. How about Paul's word? Because many of the Hebrew roots people kind of want to push Paul off and go, Paul's hard to understand, like Peter said, and you know, we got to really focus on just Jesus' word. Paul was called of Christ. He was preaching exactly the same, except Paul had the completed gospel. Jesus had the gospel of the kingdom.
So Paul greater than Christ?
No. No, Paul's word is equal to Christ's words.
Yeah, I would disagree with that.
We just read it. Matthew 4, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. That's all scripture.
When Timothy said that all scripture is given, his letters, which we don't even have the whole story.
Right.
Word of specific groups.
Right.
So what you're saying is to the Jews for the Old Testament, I could say the same thing about Paul, his letter to the Corinthians, the Galatians, the Ephesians.
What about
it? It was just to that group of people, and they don't apply to us.
Okay. Sure they apply to us.
Well, you're saying the same thing about the Jews.
No, sure they apply to us. In Corinthians, the beginning of the Corinthians letter, you know what it says? It doesn't say this letter is for you Corinthians only, it says for all churches everywhere that call on the name of Christ. It is for all of us. Paul put a slam dunk on the law. Do you know what he said to the Jews that were trying to keep the Gentiles from keeping the law? You know what he said to them? He said he wished that they would castrate themselves because they were teaching the Gentiles to keep circumcision. And let me go back to Acts 15. In Acts 15, the Jews were trying to tell the Gentiles, you got to keep all of the law. And there's a council in Acts 15. James is there, Peter's there, Paul is there, Barnabas is there. They have, you can read the whole council. And it says right in the council, we did not instruct the Gentiles to keep the law. It gives four foundational things that the Gentiles should keep. Sabbath is not one of them. It's about foods, abstain from sexual immorality, and if you keep these things, you will do well. Nowhere, hold on.
Is that all we have to do then? Salvation.
No, and I was explaining to you, the law of Christ, loving God and loving your neighbor, covers murder, covers sodomy, covers stealing, covers theft. We don't need the Old Testament to be a moral people. We have the law of God in Christ. Paul even talks about the law of Christ. We have the law of Christ. You can't keep the law anymore, so you can't live by it. You can live by the New Testament law, which keeps all of that. We don't murder. We don't steal, we don't have idols, but we don't keep Torah, because you can't keep Torah. It's impossible. Are you married? If you were married, when your wife has her monthly cycle, would you put her out of the house? Huh?
You didn't have to put her out of the house, you weren't supposed to touch her.
The Old Testament says put her out of the camp, she's unclean. I just did this with a Seventh-day Adventist man today. It says put her out. How about stoning homosexuals and children that are rebellious? Should we do that too? That's under Torah.
If we were a Torah observing country, yes, but we are not.
But then how, you can't keep Torah? You just admitted it. So what you're doing is you're dabbling with Torah law, but you're not really keeping it. You're fooling yourself. We're in the New Testament. We're to keep the New Testament law under Christ. It does not include Sabbath, Saturday. You can gather on Saturday. You can't contend that it's the Saturday Sabbath anymore, because it's not. And we keep the law of Christ, which is all of those things outside of Torah law. The Saturday Sabbath, I'm going to challenge this. Who is it given to? Where does it first appear in the scriptures?
Before there was any Jew, it was to Adam and Eve.
It was? Where did God tell Adam and Eve to rest on the seventh day?
He says that he rested on the Sabbath.
God rested. Where was it instituted to man for the first time?
Mount Sinai.
To the Israelites.
I disagree with you on that, because there was a mixed multitude.
Show me a scripture verse.
There was a mixed multitude that left Egypt.
Show me a scripture verse. No. But Exodus 20 is the first place the Sabbath ever shows up. Did Abraham keep the Sabbath? Did Noah keep the Sabbath? That was a covenant with Israel. Guess what? You and I aren't the nation of Israel. We're grafted in through Christ if we're born of him. But we can no longer do the Torah because it's impossible. Jesus fulfilled it.
What about Caleb?
What about him?
He wasn't a Jew, wasn't an Israelite.
It doesn't matter. The Old Testament said if people walk with you, then they were part of it and they could keep it. That doesn't mean anything.
But because he followed the covenant, promise was with in fact the land that he inherited was,
yep,
the it was Hebron.
Yep. But go back. But wait, go back. Paul says how we come to salvation is through faith, just like Noah and Abraham. Paul says we get the inheritance of Abraham. Did Abraham keep Torah? Abraham was way before Torah. Torah was for a specific set of people for a specific set of time. You're not Torah compliant, nor am I. You're just dabbling with Torah.
So Paul's teachings were for just 2,000 years ago, they don't apply today.
So what?
So Paul's teachings were for 2,000 years ago.
No. Paul's teaching the new covenant. That's for today. Paul taught the new. Go read Hebrews. Paul says the...
This reverse psychology here.
No.
If you say that, well, that's gone away with... Why can't I say that Paul is ready?
No, because I'll tell you why. Because Torah was, Paul says, was for the shadow. Jesus came, fulfilled Torah. Okay?
Well, if it was a shadow, then we should have to do something creating the shadow. So Christ was what?
The New Testament, the blood covenant with Christ is the new. And that's what it says in Hebrews.
So why shouldn't we walk in the shadow?
Why would you walk in the shadow? Let me ask you a question. If Jesus came and was sitting on a throne right there and light was behind him, he is light, and it casted a huge shadow, would you go sit and play in the shadows over there, or would you go run to sit right next to your king? You're playing in the shadows.
The to be following his shadow.
The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible tells you to sit at his feet and to follow right after him. The shadow is the old law. The new has come. You're in a blood covenant now. And if you don't repent and you're not born again of God's Spirit and then keep the new, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven, because you cannot keep Torah. You can't keep Torah. It's impossible. You know it. We just walked through it. You can't keep it. You're dabbling. James says you break one, you break them all.
Where is that first talked about in Scripture?
Sorry, say it again?
In the New Covenant. Where is that first talked about in Scripture?
Matthew 26.
No. Not in the Old Testament.
Jeremiah. It's talked about, you said in the New Testament, where is it first talked about?
No, I said in the Scriptures.
Yep, Jeremiah.
So what does it say?
What does it say?
Read it.
Well, it says, Jeremiah 31.
Torah,
yep.
On your hearts.
Right.
And that I will make a covenant like the one
yep.
that
you're following. Yep. No disagreement. It's a new covenant that he's going to make, and he made it.
So if he's writing the Torah on our hearts, why is it done away with?
He's writing the Torah on our hearts. It's the law of God, and the law of God has become the law of Christ. He's fulfilled the old law. If you don't get that, you're in the dark. He's fulfilled the old law. We don't kill sheep anymore. We don't have a Levitical priesthood. We don't have a temple. My wife is not unclean during her cycle. This has all been cleansed away. Pork is no longer sinful. It's all been done away. Now, you don't have to eat pork. You don't have to eat pork. You're eating food right now. How do you know that was not prepared and strangled? You're not keeping Torah. You're dabbling. Let me ask you another question. Do you know about the Feast of Unleavened Bread? What did they do with all the leaven?
It got it out of their house.
Do you have all the sin out of your life? Every single day, are you striving to keep all sin out of your temple, your house? That means TV, entertainment, movies, media. Huh? Yeah, but do you have a television?
Not hooked up to.
Huh?
Not hooked up to any airwaves.
What's it hooked up to? Is it hooked up? CDs, so you watch movies?
Okay,
movies are of God and of Torah. The Bible says don't put anything vile before your eyes. What are you seeing on there? Are you into sports or anything like that? So you just watch movies, but you watch ungodly Hollywood movies. You think Jesus and Paul would do that? See, this is, let me tell you a story. The Hebrew Roots man, when I was a new, born, wet behind the ears Christian, here's this man. Walking around, he's wearing tassels, he's killing goats the biblical way, he's doing all this stuff. And I thought, I'm intrigued, I want to test him. I didn't run and follow him, I'm going to test him. I go to his house. You know what he had in his house? Big giant TV, and under his TV he had 120 Hollywood movies. And I said, Michael, do you watch those? And he said, whoa, what? And I said, you're trying to keep Torah, you're slaughtering goats the right way, you're wearing tassels, he had a long beard. And I said, and you watch Hollywood movies? That's sinful. Never addressed it. He said, well, we just do our best. No, under the Torah law, if you didn't do your best, guess what happened? You were killed. Let me prove to you how else Torah has left. I'm going to prove to you. What did they do with false teachers under Torah? What'd they do with them?
Well, there's false prophets.
False prophets. What'd they do to them? Stoned and killed them. Go read what Paul and Jesus says about false prophets. Did they say to stone them? What did they say? Rebuke them, leave them as heretics, and don't associate with them anymore. Proof positive, Torah has changed. Otherwise, Jesus and Paul are both liars. You can't keep the law. You cannot strive in that. You must keep the new covenant. The idea that we're lawless, my wife and I, we keep the law of Christ. We're not adulterers, we're not drunks, we're not blasphemers, we're not whoremongers. We don't put nothing vile before our eyes. We don't have TV. I don't do sports. Look at how my wife dresses. Here's another one. The Bible teaches women are to wear long and flowing, unadorned clothing and cover their heads. Hebrew Roots people, some of them keep that, but they also have a lot of adorning. They have a lot of, the men are unbiblical in many ways. They're not keeping what Torah said to keep. What's that?
Where's the command for the head covering?
1 Corinthians 11. Apostle Paul says,
if there's a shadow,
That's new.
So Paul's made a new...
That's new.
He's added to the Torah.
No, Torah is gone. Torah was for Israel.
No,
he hasn't added to it. It was, we saw it in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, it talked about uncover the priests. My wife could help me with this one. She knows this better than I do. The priest would uncover the woman's head that was caught in adultery because it was shameful for her head to be uncovered. So there was covering in the Old Testament. The men covered too in the Old Testament. Go to 1 Corinthians. Paul says for all churches everywhere. 1 Corinthians 11, he says it's shameful for a woman to pray with her head uncovered. And he uses the Greek word for a veiled covering. And Christianity kept it for 1900 years until feminism rose up. And Hebrew roots people today are feminized because most of them don't teach that. And it's right in the New Testament. Clear as day. So many things. So there's a lot of hypocrisy in the Hebrew roots movement. They pick and choose. Seventh-day Adventist guy I'm just reasoning with, I said, send me the old law you're keeping. He sent me like 25. Well, I do this and I do this. I said, what about the other 180 that fall on a regular man? No, I'm not so sure about that. You know, he didn't want to hear about all the other ones about stoning rebellious children and all that. This is silliness. Do you realize something? Jewish people, true Israelites, not Jewish, Jew is Judaism. True Israelites. Do you know what they do with the people that keep Hebrew roots? They laugh at you guys. Do you know why? Because they know the scriptures, and it's foolishness to think that you're not an Israelite by blood, that you're keeping Torah that was given to their ancestors. You're not part of any 12 tribe, neither am I. But by faith, we're grafted into Christ together. So to keep Torah, you must get this. I love you. You're my neighbor. You must see the Torah was old law. It was a shadow. Christ come and said, it's finished. What did he finish? Well, look at the Greek. He fulfilled it. Now we walk in the light of the new.
I believe when he finished was the certificate of divorce because Israel was unfaithful for not keeping the Torah. Read the new covenant.
The new covenant is a blood covenant. His blood shed for the
covenant.
Forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26.
And when Shaul or Paul writes, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances against us.
Yeah. What is that?
What was the certificate of divorce? The handwriting of ordinances.
Yeah. But Paul says the whole law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Now that the schoolmaster's come, we don't need the law anymore. You know what we need? God used to circumcise men, now he circumcised our hearts. God used to enforce a law with a Torah book, now where is the law? It's in my head and my heart because of the Holy Spirit of God. We don't need the hard law anymore, we need the Spirit of God.
The reason why Christ had to die for God himself was so that he could fulfill his own law, the Torah. He can't break his own law.
Well, you told me he didn't keep all of Torah.
But he can't break his own...
You told me he didn't keep it, so which one is it? He kept it all perfectly, or he didn't keep all of it, you said? You said Jesus didn't keep all of Torah.
There's a law that applied to him, a very serious one.
Yes.
And the law is that it's Mosaic law that if a man's wife is unfaithful and he divorces her, she goes and makes, you know, union with another man, that she can never go back to the first husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, the new covenant that is talked about in the Old Testament, if you want to call it that, it says that I will divorce you. I've given you that certificate of divorce.
You talking about when God divorced Israel?
Yes.
Jeremiah 3.
So it says that I put you away, but there's no... But in the Mosaic law, if the husband dies, then she's free to remarry.
Okay.
So he loved his bride so much.
Okay.
The only way to keep his own law was to die, so to take back his unfaithful bride.
That's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
Look at Paul writing.
No. Wait a minute. That's not true because you're leaving out something that's so important. You know what you're leaving out? How are your sins forgiven?
The blood, I mean, he died.
You didn't mention the blood. You said he had to come and die because he had to fulfill his law.
Yeah.
Hebrews 9:22 and the Old Testament shows there's no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. That's why he came.
Yeah.
He didn't come because of the old covenant.
So he could renew his covenant with his bride.
It doesn't say renew.
Look it up.
It doesn't say. That's what Michael, the Hebrew roots guy, tried. And you know when he ran away from me? Well, he ran away from me for many things. When I said, it doesn't say renew. Go look at the Greek. New. It's the new covenant. It is not a renewed covenant.
So if you divorced your wife, and then through repentance we were able to take her back, and you renewed your vows,
okay,
is that... She comes back into that covenant. Okay. Does that make it totally new, or is it?
That's, you're talking about marriage between people. It has nothing to do with Christ dying for the forgiveness of sins and the shedding of blood.
Everything to do.
No.
You're totally gonna miss it.
No. You're missing the whole old, and you're trying to live. You're a hypocrite because you're trying to keep the old Torah law. And I just proved you don't even keep it. You admitted it. And you tried to say Jesus didn't keep the Old Testament law when he fulfilled it perfectly, and so you and I don't have to. That's the shame. That's the shame of the Hebrew Roots movement. They're spitting on the blood of Christ because he fulfilled it perfectly and telling people they still got to go back and do it.
He wasn't just fulfilled.
He filled everything.
Are you saying that God is bisexual?
No.
That's what you're saying.
No. He fulfilled the Old Testament law as it applies to all of us. I pray you come out of your heresy. I do.